Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gophers playing in the Frozen Four. Minnesota Wild playing for playoff positioning. Let's tackle both. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Tom Chorsky, one of our frequent contributors, because he's really good at what he brings to the table. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Maxie. How are we tonight?
We're doing pretty good. I mean, the eve of a big game in the Frozen Four, the Twins' home opener delayed by a day, but it's still coming. There's a lot of fun stuff in this town right now. You know, the Wild in it, the Timberwolves in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we just got to get the weather right, and we'll be really good.
Yeah, good. You handle that. We can play pond hockey outdoors again here. We just had Matt Kowalska, and he was in Boston with Steve Urban. They were touring the town, as they say, in the old city. What was the furthest you went as a Gopher?
I played in the Frozen Four all 3 years I was there, and I lost the national championship game in overtime.
To
Harvard.
Oh, you were on that team that hit the pipe?
Yep.
Gosh, I'm getting old.
Yep.
That was at the old St. Paul Civic Center. Explain what happened.
Yeah, well, 1989. We actually had to play back-to-back games. Back then, Harvard played the night before. Then they sat and watched us play Maine. And then we played them on Saturday night, and we had an awfully good team. You know, Dave Snuggerud, Todd Richards, Rob Stauber. I mean, just a ton of guys. Hankinson, and I played with Bischoff and Miller. It was kind of back and forth and back and forth, and then we got into overtime. And Randy Skarda came down and hit the post from about the top of the circle, right shot from the right side. And everyone kind of thinks and feels like they picked up the puck and went right back down and scored. But that's not exactly what happened. It felt like that, but there was probably, you know, another face-off in between there. And for sure there was a face-off in our defensive zone. And the puck kind of squirted. There was a bit of a scramble. And one of the Harvard guys just got a hold of it. And he took one step and he kind of backhanded it towards the net, and it was going through some legs and feet, and Stauber kind of went down to try to find it. And as he went down, it went right between his legs and underneath him. And that was it. It was just heartbreaking and kind of shocking, but they had a pretty good team. They had the Hobie Baker winner that year, Lane McDonald. He was an awfully good player. And then they had handful of kids, you know, that we wouldn't really have known around here, but some of them went on to play pro hockey. So they were a good hockey team.
Minnesota State, Mankato, and the Gophers. First of all, what does it mean to have all these good teams in Minnesota? Well, I know you're a former Gopher, but you also have an appreciation for to have this many good programs in Minnesota. First of all, Herb Brooks would be smiling, wouldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of it at this point. You know, certainly I know Brett Larson up in St. Cloud, Sandlin in Duluth, Saratori in Bemidji, and Mike Hastings in down in Mankato. I know all those guys a little bit, but they all do such a great job. They make our state proud all the time. All of their teams are, you know, pretty highly ranked throughout their seasons. And the fact that we get down to, you know, the final eight in the last few years, and it looks like we might have, you know, we'll have at least two Minnesota teams representing, and sometimes three. And we're kind of blessed with riches of some very good hockey teams. And then, you know, we probably should tip our cap to St. Thomas for coming into Division I hockey too.
Yeah, that's a lot right there. Bob Mosco, since he got the job, of course, this has been the mission and the goal. How has he done as a head coach?
Oh, I think he's done great. You know, he pumps some energy back into the program, and he plays a pretty offensive and on your toes style. And I think he's able to bring in some. He's got some good players. Excuse me. I like the makeup of the team with the veterans like Ben Myers, and you know, Justin Close has come in and done a great job in goal when it looked like, you know, we were losing this kind of stud goalie, and he comes in and goes 14-4. Few shutouts. In fact, he shut out Western Michigan, a really good team, you know, for them to get to the Frozen Four. And so I think he's got them playing right now about as well as the Gophers could be playing. And he tinkered with lines early, and I think there were some young guys that were disgruntled a little bit. You know, they wanted to play a little more, but he's pulled all the right levers, and I think that's going to be the key. He's got to keep doing that for a couple more games, and hopefully this layoff, which is always hard to deal with, it doesn't stop their momentum.
Minnesota State, Mankato, I mentioned Dryden McKay. They got a 17-game win streak. They've got an older team. They beat the Gophers last year to go to the Frozen Four. They're a heavy team. They're a tough team. Handicap that piece of it to me. How difficult is it to play against a team like that?
Well, it can be difficult, you know, if they stay really disciplined, and I think it'll be a bit of a chess match. But you know, sometimes those teams will say, "Well, we're gonna go and try and hammer their young guys and their skill guys," and if they get a little too exuberant, you know, and take some penalties, then the Gophers can respond with some pretty high end talent and. On the power play, and I think their power play's been clicking pretty well, and they got some good guys back there on D and Faber and Lacombe and Johnson, and so you know it's going to be a chess match. It's really going to be probably try to you know keep it close from both ways. No one really wants to get into a track run deal with high scoring and. Justin Close is going to have to stand on his head. And I think, you know, some of these young guys like Pitlick and Bros are going to have to really rise up and play. And maybe some of the middle tier guys, we're going to need kind of a unexpected hero to step up and score a big goal.
Let's move over to the Minnesota Wild. They lost last night to Nashville. Nashville was 3-for-3 to open their power play. That's pretty good. Johansson gets two, ends up with a hat trick, and they lose. I don't know that that's a big deal, the 6-2 loss, because they've been playing pretty well. You look at the West and you study it close, and now that's what's really this is about, is the playoffs and the playoff matchups. What's the, let's just say, the best avenue for the Wild to get to the Western Conference Finals would be if they played who? Who would they need to draw in those first two rounds, ideally?
Yeah, they've got 14 games left. You know, there's going to be a little bit of a focus on them trying to, I think, set the all-time record for most wins in the season. And
they're still not going to be anywhere near Colorado, you know?
No, right. And Colorado is obviously the juggernaut. They've still got a couple games coming up that will really be, good tests for them. You know, St. Louis will be a good test for them. And then they got to get through some teams, Dallas. So, you know, we see where they end up, but they're just, you know, I don't know. It's such a tight race, and the teams in their division that they're going to face are all going to be pretty good. And I don't know how much there is to home ice advantage. We've talked about that in the past, that often there isn't, and it doesn't seem like there's much. But the way this team seems to be, you know, able to play Yeah, they kind of laid an egg in Nashville. You mentioned it. The power play got the Nashville power play got out of the gate strong, and Minnesota just was chasing it and played from behind the whole night. Empty net goal, six goals makes it sound kind of bad, but they don't seem too rattled about that. They've been playing great. They had 10 game
point streak,
right? 10 game point streak, so that was pretty solid. Marc-Andre Fleury played well against Washington. You know, I think when they get into the playoffs, I think their attitude is just going to be whoever we get, and I don't know if we can predict which team would be the easiest one, you know, but we'll see in the next 14 games what shakes out.
Would you be comfortable with them rotating goalies on a game-by-game basis, or do you think you got to settle on one and just the other one's relief?
I think you settle on one probably in general or out of the chute into the playoffs. Start with that hot hand, but I think at this point we feel like that whoever's backing up is certainly capable and competent and ready for the big stage and can handle it. And then once you get into a series, if you do switch goalies, it starts to become a little bit of a feel thing, but they can either, you know, they can either ride a guy, and then if they get through that first series, they can reevaluate and maybe start the other guy. They've got kind of different, and they look pretty closely at why start one guy over another guy. But typically, you want to have one guy that's, you know, the hot hand, and then maybe occasionally if a game gets out of hand, you want to pull him out and not have him finish the game so you can start him again the next game if a game is going to be a loss. So again, it's kind of game by game when you get to the playoffs when you have a tandem like Talbot and Marc-Andre Fleury, both capable. So I think you likely see both of them at times.
Last question, Tom. Explain Dean Evason. You got to know him well as an assistant coach before he was a head coach. Obviously, he's had success since he took over for the Minnesota Wild. Explain who he is and how he goes about his business.
Yeah, you know, I played against him too.
Yeah.
And you know, didn't know him personally, but, you know, just I can speak to he was a very gritty player. You know, I guess back you'd say undersized.
Grinder.
Grinder, but he did put up some pretty good numbers for a few years, and then as he got a little bit longer into his career, he became, you know, he settled into a more of a grinder defensive role, penalty killer, was good in faceoffs. But you know, anytime you get these guys that that had a legitimate NHL career and they had an identity that included, you know, being a hard worker, but yet, you know, was able to scored some offense, so he wasn't a complete grinder with no offensive abilities, but and had a long career, played a lot of games. You know, now he's got a little bit of cachet with the players, a little bit of respect, and that's just his persona, right? I think he's a good combination of a history of working hard as a player, but he certainly seems well versed on today's game. He's got some really skilled players that he lets play skill. The last time I was kind of watching their team, you know, a lot of puck possession. They're not just dumping and chasing and always having to retrieve the puck from below the goal line. Whether they're in the neutral zone and regrouping with the puck, sometimes they start to come up the ice and then they don't like what they see and they go back. I think we see a lot of puck possession and rotation in the offensive zone, and that's why guys like Kaprizov and Zuccarello and they have that skill and that chemistry. And then they get some Foligno's and Eriksson Ek's and guys that can get to the front of the net and cause some havoc, and they play pretty gritty. They've added a little bit of toughness in Laurier and on the blue line there. So good little mix of players, and I think. Coach Evason, just having played as long as he played and played in that era, and then he's well versed in this era, and he's just got a team of a good combination of grit and skill, and he's kind of he's kind of got it figured out, and he doesn't seem to panic and get down on the guys when they do have kind of an off game, and they bounce back and then they go on another run. So hopefully they learn from Nashville and regroup a little bit. Sometimes you got to go through a loss to kind of, you hit the reset button and figure out what you got to do and what you did wrong. And now they can probably go down this stretch here, win their fair share of games, maybe hit that milestone, which will pump a little more energy into them. And likely, I think what we see is them going into the playoffs with a lot of momentum.
Tom, always appreciate it, sir. We'll access you again soon, but thank you so much for giving us some time.
Yeah, let's talk after the Gophers win the Frozen Four here.
You got it, Tom Chorsky. Nice enough to join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.